Take your Bibles, please. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll read verses 21 through 25 together. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. We'll read this passage responsibly. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And let's finish on verse 25 together. Ready? For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you've done in this place. Lord, this morning the altars were full with people getting right. People getting right, most of all, with you. There were folks whose eternities were changed this morning. There were folks that obeyed you in baptism. And yet, Father, what a wonderful time we had. Lord, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of people in this building tonight. Father, that means there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of needs. Father, please work through our preacher. Allow the Holy Spirit to do his work. This is a needy area. We need to do our part so that you could shine through us. Please fill our preacher with your power. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated.
This morning I announced to you that my sermon was entitled, Help, I Need Role Models. Help, I Need Role Models. This evening, if you're a guest, I'm going to talk to our people, and I'm going to take us a half step up toward another level that I think our church, and I think the Lord would like our church to get to. You know, true heroes are those who serve God. True heroes are those that serve God. When we get to heaven, that the world calls heroism will not be honored, but what God calls heroism will be honored in heaven. So I would recommend that those of us that live on this earth decide now to do the things that God will honor then in heaven. Let's think now the way God's going to expect us to think later. And I don't think what we call a hero down here is always what God calls a hero. You see, true heroes are those who serve God. Fear factor is not producing heroes or role models. I'm going to express a little disappointment in something. We had a young man that they were making such a rave over him during the Olympics. Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer that won gold medal after gold medal after gold medal, and they're talking about such a country boy, such a good role model, and he got arrested a week or two ago for drunk driving. That's not a good role model. That's not a good role model. I'm disappointed in the fourth quarter brawl that caused a 10-minute delay of the college ball game yesterday between Clemson and the University of Southern South Carolina. I'm disappointed in that. College ball players ought to realize that they're role models, but that's not a good role model. I'm disappointed in that. Then how could I miss it? What a terrible example for our young people was the fight at the Indiana Pacers game versus the Detroit Pistons, the NBA game. They had to call the game off because the players actually jumped up into the stands and were waylaying, fighting, fist fighting with the fans. I've got a problem with that. That's not being a good role model. See, our country is starved for role models. Everybody is looking for somebody to be like. Everybody is looking for somebody to be like. Everybody is looking for a role model. Jesus Christ is the ultimate role model. 1 Peter 2:21, I want you to notice the words. It says, Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye shall follow his steps. What is that? It's saying that he was a role model and we're to follow in his steps. There's a famous book. Some of you that know much about writing and books, you've heard of this book. It's a book called In His Steps by a man named Sheldon. And what it's about is a community of people rallied around the idea of doing everything that they did the way Jesus would want it done. I'm talking about the way they would talk, the way they would dress, the way they would eat, the way they would behave, everything, 24/7, doing everything as if Jesus Christ were right there and they were living their lives walking in his steps. Notice these words here in 1 Peter 2:21. It says that ye shall follow his steps. Now, that book was a bestseller. That book, people still to this day, they say, wow, what an awesome concept. Well, it was already written down in the Bible. We were supposed to walk in his steps. That's what the Bible says. You want some good thoughts to write a book, get them out of the Bible. The Bible's full of good thoughts. They're God's thoughts. But we're supposed to walk in his steps. That's what we're supposed to do. Every person in this building. If you're here and you say, this is my first time here, I just came to help somebody win a prize. Well, let me tell you something. You were not created to live your life the way you want to live it. You were created to live your life the way God wants you to live it. And every day of your life, you're to be walking in his steps. Any person who is placed into any position of the church must face the fact they have become a role model. You see, what you do is when you fill a position in the church, that is a position for Jesus Christ, and you're actually serving in his stead. Jesus is gone in heaven, and that position, if Jesus were here on earth, he would fill that position. So you're to do it the way he would do it. You're to live the way he would live if he had your position, because in a way, you have his. I am the under-shepherd of the church, if you will. I am the pastor of this church. Let me tell you something. I'm to pastor it the way that Jesus Christ would pastor it, because it is not my church. This is a church of Jesus Christ. And so I'm to walk in his steps. But wait, not only me as pastor, but you as layman, whatever position you fill, whatever it is you do, you are filling a spot that Jesus Christ would fill if he were here, and you're to fill it his way. Every person who has others watching and following them should be following in the steps of the ultimate role model, Jesus Christ. You're to follow in his steps. Then your followers will follow in the steps of someone who is following the ultimate role model steps, Jesus Christ. So understand, there is not the Christianity is not to be diluted down through the ranks. I'm to follow Jesus and be exactly like Jesus. And my staff, they're to follow me while following Jesus, and we're all to be like Jesus. And those that serve under them are to follow them while following Jesus, while following me. And we're all to be exactly like Jesus Christ. Not halfway, not part of the way, not a percentage of. We're to be like Jesus Christ. And so, we're to be role models. For many years, I was the assistant pastor at the First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. I was given the privilege quite often to speak in their school system. Now, they had many schools. They had a school called City Baptist High School and Grade School. It was a Christian school for their bus kids. And it had starting in kindergarten all the way through high school. And then they had Hammond Baptist Junior High School, Hammond Baptist Grade School. They had Hammond Baptist High School. They had Hiles Anderson College and Seminary. And they had all of these schools. It was an matriculation of over 4,000 students just in their school system. I spoke in college, I think, somewhere around 150 times. I spoke in the college chapel there, a chapel that would be anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 young college-age people. And I spoke often in these places. Now, it was amazing when they would send me a little note, and it was kind of a confirmation note about speaking in one of the chapels, and I'm sure virtually hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times I spoke in the chapels in all those schools. That little note always said this: we are looking for people to influence and lead our chapel service who are good role models. And it's occurred to me, they wanted to find somebody who was following in his steps because that somebody was being put up before the people as a model of what Jesus Christ should be. Now you're to be a good role model. And I say to you, and I say to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church, help! I need good role models. Help! Help! The need of the hour. I need good role models. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Can you, the audacity of Paul to say, you ought to follow me as I'm following Jesus Christ. That's what Paul said. And it's in the Scripture. And God, by way of the Holy Spirit, put it there. And you better stop and understand something, my friend. You are to be a role model, and there are people that ought to be able to follow you and know by following you, they are following someone that is following in the steps of Jesus Christ. You shouldn't be walking and straying out away from the things of God. Somebody's following you. Somebody following in your steps. Whose steps are you following in? When I talk about a role model, I'm talking about someone that is completely surrendered to God's Word. I'm talking about, I need role models that are holding nothing back from God. In your heart and in your life, are you to the point where you're saying, God, anything you want, I'll do it. Show it to me in the Bible, I'll do it. I need role models like that. Why? The people in the church ought to be following people who say, I'm holding nothing back from you, God. I'm in complete surrender to your word. I'm sold out to the Scripture. Let me ask you a question. Are you sold out to the Scripture? If people follow you, are they following someone? Now, that doesn't mean you know it all, but you're living what you know. And if I taught you something, you would live it. Because you're sold out to the authority of the Scripture. You're not holding back some area of your life. Help! I need role models. Help! I need role models. People come to me so often and say, Brother Owens, what can I do for you? Help! I need role models. Let me talk to you about that for a little while. First of all, let me say, everybody is somebody's role model. Everybody is somebody's role model. You know something? Every one of you new Christians, you have somebody watching you that think that you are what Christ was. He said, Brother Owens, that scares me. Well, if you run from it, you become an even worse example. Run to it and decide, all right, then it's time for me to live up to some expectations. When people call me a Christian, the word Christian means Christ-like. And though you may be a brand new Christian, there's somebody watching you. And they're going to think the way you're living is the way that Christ would live because you wear His name, Christian. And so if you're a young Christian here and you've been saved a couple of weeks, I'll tell you something. You better get in church and learn all you can and read your Bible all you can. And every time we throw something out there to you about living right, you better live it. Why? You're a role model whether you like it or not. See, everybody is somebody's role model. Every adult man under the sound of my voice this evening, you have somebody that's following you. And you don't even know it. There's somebody that's watching you. There's somebody that sits behind you in church. There's somebody that's watching you, and they are patterning their Christianity after you. Now, what kind of pattern are you? Every adult woman, you have the responsibility of being a role model to those around you. There's somebody watching you. Every adult lady in this church, somebody's watching you, and they are determining what they believe Christ is based on what you are. Now, do all you can to give them a proper image of Jesus Christ. Help! I need role models. I need role models. Every teenager, you listen. Somebody's following in your steps. Old teenagers, they cling to each other, always following somebody else around. Every one of you young people, you set up and pay attention in church. Somebody's watching you, and somebody's going to pattern their life after you. Every child here, there's another child watching you. You see, everybody is somebody's role model. Every senior in our Christian school has a junior that's following them. Every junior in our Christian school has a sophomore that's following them. Every sophomore in our Christian school has a freshman that's following them. Every freshman in our Christian school has a junior higher that's following them. Every kindergartner in our Christian school has a blonde that's following them. Everybody here has somebody following them. You say, who follows the blondes? The blondes follow the blondes. You ever heard of blind leading the blind? But I'm telling you, folks, it does not matter who you are, how long you've been in the church. You are a role model to somebody, and there's no way out of it. Because if you wear the name Jesus Christ, somebody has now attached you to what He is, and they're watching you. So I say, number one, everybody is somebody's role model. Number two, parents are to be role models. Parents are to be role models. You're not just to tell your children how to live, but you're to show them how to live by example. You dads, you're to be teaching your son by example how to be a dad. Mama can't rear your boy to be a good dad. Dads rear boys to be dads. You're to be a role model. Moms are to be teaching their daughters by example how to be a mom. I said moms are to teach by example their daughters how to be moms. Husbands are to be teaching their sons how to be a good husband by example. You are to be a role model for your child. Our children, the saying is, they so often will do what we say, but they very often will do what we do. I think they ought to do what we say, but I think they're going to mimic us, and you are to be a role model to your children. Husbands are to teach their sons to be husband, how to be husbands, and wives are to be teaching their daughters by example how to be a good wife. Now some of you, you're not teaching your daughter right. You're not teaching her submission. But your daughter should be learning from mama how to be a good wife. A married couple should be teaching their children by example how to be happily married. Hey, let me tell you what some of you need to do. The sermon that I preached this morning, and if you weren't here to hear it, you need to get the sermon and listen to it. It was not delivered in a great way, but I promise you it was a great truth. And here's what some of you need to do. Some of you do not have the right kind of marriage. I taught you this morning how to make your marriage sweet and how to make your marriage what it needs to be. Your kids know you don't have a good marriage. Be a good role model. Obey the preaching. Change your marriage. And that will help your kids one day to realize if things are not well in their marriage, they can just change it if they will. Be a good example. Be a role model. You see, our children should not be going to Hollywood to get their marriage role models. They ought to get their role models about marriage from mom, and marriage from dad, and marriage in the church. And so, number one, everybody is somebody's role model. Number two, parents are to be role models. Help! I need role models. Help me! I need role models. In the balcony, I beg of you. Decide to become a good role model. To the people that you don't even know are following you, become a godly person that's sold out to the Scripture and become a holy role model. Parents are to be role models. And number three, in the church, we need people who will qualify to be role models for positions of influence and leadership. In the church, we need people who will qualify to be role models so they can have positions of influence and leadership in the church. This is where I'll differ from some people out there. I won't let just anybody have a position in the church. You all, I think you already know that. I want you to be a good role model because you are to be following in His steps if you're going to be the right kind of a role model. I allow no one into any assigned position in the church who are not obeying and abiding by a set of guidelines that qualifies them to be a role model. It's all about being a role model. It's all about our following Him so the people that are following us get a good representation from us about what He is. And I require that. I think the Bible teaches that very clearly. See, if I allow people to lead in the church who are not following in the steps of Jesus Christ, they're not good role models. And they're not good role models to the people following them. And everybody has somebody following them. Hey, if adults are chosen to be leaders, but they're not living according to the Bible, the young people that follow them will go astray. Why? Well, if you're not following in His steps, you're already astray, and the people following you, they will go astray. And then those young people will never become a role model. I need role models. You ought to be leading people in the way they ought to live so they could become role models, so that then they could train somebody else to be a role model, so that we can walk in His steps. Nothing will destroy young people more than having their leaders at home or their leaders in the church not living according to the Bible. Playing religion. You get you some rules, you throw them out there, but you don't have to follow them. Act holy down at the church and live like the devil away from the church. Do one thing at church because we've got these rules. And then go home and live by none of them. Help! I need role models. I need some people that say it's real. I need role models. I need role models that want to live right 24/7. Why? Because that's how Jesus would do it. You see, when we're not living what we're to live, and the people that are following us are seeing that, it confuses them. They begin to wonder, is this all a joke? It creates a phony attitude and a phony commitment to God. It creates a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. It creates religion on the outside and confusion on the inside. Let me give you the guidelines that I follow for choosing role models to any position in our church. Number one, you must be born again. You got to be saved. You got to give me a clear testimony that you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Nobody will ever be in a position in this church. Nobody will ever work for this ministry as long as I'm alive and in my right mind who does not give a clear presentation that they understand that you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior to get saved. If they play with this thing that you can lose it, then they're not going to work for us. Why? Because that's what the Bible teaches. I can't let somebody hold a position of role model that doesn't even believe the doctrine of salvation. If you're sitting here and you say, well, I'm not saved, but I'd like to do this role model thing, come down here tonight, invitation time, get born again, we'll get you on your way. Because we're starved for role models in America. We're starved for role models in the church. You got to be born again. Number two, after you've been saved, you got to be scripturally baptized by immersion. That's because that's what the Bible teaches. That means you get dunked under the water after salvation. Getting dunked in water never saved anybody. Never has, never will. It is a testimony of the death, burial, and resurrection after your salvation. So we dunk you in the water out of obedience to Jesus Christ. You won't have a position. You won't be the proper role model until you follow the Lord in believer's baptism. There's some of you here tonight. You need to get baptized. And then you'd be on your way to being the right kind of a role model. Number three, you have to be a member of our church. This is a local New Testament church, and if you want to be a role model, you need to join the church. Say, well, I've got 100 reasons why I don't want to. Find you a church that you can join. So you can be a role model. This is bigger than your petty past. You need to be a role model. I can't let people follow you if you don't believe in the church enough to join it. That's not a good role model. No, Jesus Christ died for the church. And if He died for it, it ought to be good enough for you to live for and to get your name on the church roll. Now, getting your name on the church roll, it won't save you. You ought to already be saved. You got to already be baptized. And then you can join. There's some of you, you need to join the church. That's why. That's what a good role model does. No join, no leadership. Hey, and even if you won't join, you ought to be a good role model. I don't want you to get this attitude that, well, I want leadership, so I'll do these things. You ought to want Jesus, so you do these things. That then qualifies you to be a good role model. Number four, you got to be faithful to the church services. And as a result of it, you should have a walk with God. You need to be here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You have to understand. Now, there's some people that have work schedules that they can't be here at every service, but they got to want to be, and if they could be, they will be. So if you're one of those people that are hit and miss, you won't have a position here. Why? I need role models. You would not be giving the right impression to those that follow you if you don't come to church half the time. I need role models. And by being in church, it'll help you develop a walk with God, reading your Bible and praying. I need role models. Help me now. I need role models. Number five, you got to be concerned about the souls of men. You should desire to be a soul winner. You should be telling others about Jesus Christ. You should be attempting to keep people out of hell. You say, boy, Brother Owens, I'd like to be a Sunday school teacher. Then start showing up on Thursday night and going soul winning. Come on, tell me something. Is there a real hell or not? If there is, then somebody that would want to be a role model surely would want to keep people out of that hell. And I'm not telling you, you have to be a flaming evangelist and have 100 people saved a week and get them all down the aisle. I'm telling you, you better care about the souls of men and make an assertive effort to be a soul winner. If not, you won't be a role model. You can't be. Then you're going to have to be a tither. Because if God doesn't have your wallet, He doesn't have your heart. Now, I don't want people setting themselves up as role models when God doesn't have their heart. Then you're going to have a loyal attitude. You have to have a loyal attitude toward the position of pastor, and to the church, its staff, and its purpose. If you have a critical spirit and you spend your time at home bad-mouthing the preacher behind his back, when it comes back to me, I can't use you as a role model because I can't let you lead everybody else to become critical of pastoral leadership. And Jeff Owens is not the issue. It is the position of leadership in the church. If you're a gossip, if you sow discord among the brethren, if you're one of those that would destroy the unity of the church, you are not a good role model. And you don't qualify for a position of role model in the church. Why? Because the people following you will mimic you, and we don't need a church full of long-tongued gossips. One of the ways we keep a harness on the Spirit is I get people that have a good spirit to lead the people that don't. I don't get people with a bad spirit to lead the ones that have a good spirit. That would be stupid. So for some of you say, I want a position, then knock it off, get right with God, and stop being a gossip, stop being a critic, stop sowing discord, and maybe you could qualify someday.
Amen.
And believe me, you'll be the one to change before I will. So you can sit on the sidelines as long as you want and watch. But even if you say, well, I'm not changing it, you're to live right whether you have a position in the church or not. This isn't an issue of getting a position. This is a quality that you are to live as a born-again Christian. Number next, you must live separated lives from the world and worldly entertainments. When you hear preaching against the things of the world, you should separate from the world. I will not let people that practice worldly entertainment stand up in front of everybody else and be a role model. But don't you see how dumb that would be? Why would I want to perpetuate rebellion? Why would I want to exalt rebellion? Why would I want to say, follow her, when her is not following anybody but herself? I've got to exalt people that separate from the world because they'll influence the people that are following them as a role model.
Yes, sir.
The men, as you serve here, there are a couple things I'm not going to let you do. You're going to have to keep your hair cut decent. You're not going to run around like a beatnik or a hippie. Why? Because the Bible says, doth not nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame on him. Also, I won't let the men wear dresses around our church. Not if you want a position of leadership. You're a man and you're wearing dresses? Forget it. Ladies, you'll dress modestly and feminine. On and off the property if you want a position of leadership as a role model. You see, when those in positions of influence and leadership live according to the guidelines, they make good role models to those around them. You will perpetuate whatever you live. You will help someone to justify their own disobedience if you're put into leadership and you're not doing right. They look at you and say, right there is why I'm not going to do it. Look, there's a leader that does it. It must be okay. You're going to be hard-pressed to find them around here because I don't want people in a position of leadership that won't be good role models. I don't want people looking at you to justify their weak-kneed Christianity and their lack of commitment to God and say, look, she does it so I don't have to. I need them to look at you and say, you know what? I ought to be like that. I ought to live like that to please God. Help! I need role models. I am desperate for role models in the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. Oh, I have a bunch of them. But I'm desperate. I need some men and women that will step up and live the role model guidelines so they could be used to become Sunday school teachers and assistant Sunday school teachers. Every Sunday school teacher has made a commitment to that list of guidelines. Can I tell you all something? Brother Brad, I'm going to use this microphone. I beg of you. I beg of the people in this section and 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 up here and back here. I beg of you. Help me take our church to a new level. I beg of you. I could start more Sunday school classes. You say, where are you going to put them, Brother Owens? We're already having Sunday school classes in the washrooms. Well, we'll build more washrooms and have more Sunday school classes. I'll figure out a way. One of the biggest holdups for me having more Sunday school classes is not space. It is role models. I've got to have people that will step up and say, all right, I understand it. I need to be a role model. I need assistant teachers. But I will not have an assistant Sunday school teacher that won't be a good role model. You say, Brother Owens, do I have to be perfect? No, but you got to want to be. You got to be totally sold out to what the Bible says. You don't have to know it all. You got to want to know it all. I need role models. And you need to do it for God. I need bus captains and bus workers. But you won't be a bus captain or a bus worker unless you're qualified for a role model. I don't do that. Every person that wants to go into bus ministry, they go through an interview with me and Brother Bajan, and we talk to them about whether or not they're willing to be a role model and live right. And by the way, we're not playing religion. We're not doing it at the Christian school, going home, living totally different. We're not living one way on the church property, going home, and living different. We are looking for true blue, 24-hour a day, 7-day a week, 52-week out of the year, role models. Walking in his steps. I need nursery workers. You say, even nursery workers? Yes. The little ones deserve role models that are pure and clean just as much as the old ones do. I don't want some little tyke looking at you away from the property and saying, look at the way they live. Must be okay. They're one of my leaders. No, it's not okay. I can't do that to the young ones. And I'm talking about the young ones who are adults that just got saved or the young ones that just got born into this life. I need nursery workers that will be good role models. I need youth ministry workers. Our youth ministry, we're getting ready to take it to a new level. We've got some big things in store, but I'll tell you what's going to hold me back. I need some young adults that would like to be youth workers that will step up and become role models and say, I will be an example to those young people about how to live. I need choir members. Just so you all know, I extended my choir. If you haven't seen it, we made it so we could probably get another, oh, what do you think, Brother Nash? 12 more people in the choir. You say, oh, pick me. I can sing. I don't care if you can sing a lick. None of them can. You can sing like a bird, but if you won't be a role model, I can't use you. Because I'm not going to set you on the platform in front of God and everybody and lift you up and say, hey, look at them. When you won't live right, and if you're not living right in the choir, you better get it right. Because you've been exalted to sit on this platform. You watch everything that I preach, and if you turn your nose up while I do it, they watch, and that justifies their bad attitude toward me because they're watching you. I need role models. I need role models. I need role models. Our church can go to the next level as soon as we get some Christians that want to go to the next level. We can move up and move on as soon as you'll move up and move on. As soon as some of you will come out of the wading pool of Christianity and come out in the deep water where the big boys swim. Boy, I need instrumentalists. We want to have more special music. But I've got to have instrumentalists and special music participants that will be role models. Well, in my church, I sang, yeah. And in your church, they act like a bunch of idiots. We're not going to do that around here. So it doesn't matter to me where you came from or what your talent is. We'll start with role model, then we'll figure out if you can sing or play the piano or play the organ or play the juice harp or play the jug, whatever it is. But you're not playing the jug here if you won't follow the guidelines for being a role model. Help me now. I need role models. I need role models. And I need some coaches. I want very badly to start a boys' little league here in our church. So over the summer, you don't have to participate with lost people in the world. You say, I can play baseball. Good. So can Pete Rose. And then gamble all the money away that he earned. Pete made a mistake. Now, I don't think we ought to beat Pete to death forever over it. Because I think he was a great athlete. Played for a great team, Cincinnati Reds. Best team in history, and you all remember that. Johnny Bench was the best catcher ever. Sparky Anderson, the best coach ever. You forget that about the Cincinnati Reds. Shut up, Ed Davis. You don't know what you're talking about. So, I can play baseball. So what? How about you become a good role model and be able to play baseball? Then I can point you and say, boys, that's what I want you to be when you grow up. Separated from the world, dedicated to God, a soul winner, a tither, you're decent, you're clean. And you can throw a ball, too. As you can tell, throwing a ball does not impress me. You say, you don't like sports? I love sports. Hardly any sport that I can't play in that I can't play very well. I have scholarships in college to go and play sports. But I'll tell you something. Being good at sports does not make you a good role model. I'm looking for people who are godly, separated, dedicated, Bible-believing athletes that can help me coach our boys. I need King's Kids workers. That's our children's program. But John Kibble and I talked about it. We're ready to go to a new level. We're ready to take that thing up and make the program better and bigger. I can't do it if I don't have King's Kids workers that will be good role models. Just so you all know, I'm not going to the next level unless it's done right. I will not do away with the standards. I will not do away with the convictions. I'll not do away with any of it. We'll stay right where we at. Matter of fact, if you want to go backwards, that's fine with me, but I'm staying with the stuff. We're not going to change what we believe. You say, well, we don't all believe it. But you got a pastor that does, and he ain't leaving. So you might as well just get on the horse and ride it the front way. And I told you some weeks ago, if that's not good for you, find a church where you won't fuss with the pastor then. I'm not mad about that, but I'm not changing. And the church can go down in attendance before I will lower the standard. I'm not going to do it. Now, I would like us to see us go up. That's the purpose of this sermon. I need role models. There's some of you out there right now. Instead of being irritated, why don't you say, I'm going to get with the program. I'm going to join in. I want to become a good role model. I need King's Kids workers. I need primary church workers. But I can't let you go over and work primary church. It takes place when we're having church service here on Sunday morning. Man, if you won't come to church half the time, I can't afford for you to miss the main church service. You're only getting half your meals. You're not growing spiritually. How could I afford to put you over there with the children and miss the main preaching service? See, I need role models. I need junior church workers. I need ushers. Have you seen the crew I've got? I need ushers. But I am not about to make you someone that greets our public, that everybody looks at and says, hey, I know who he is. When they look at you and they know you're not living the way you're supposed to live, and I'm not saying you have to be perfect. I'm saying you're going to live right and above reproach, and you're going to do right, but I need ushers. I need greeters. I need parking lot attendants. We need people to work in Kids Crusade in the summer. I need deacons. By the way, the Bible's very clear. You can't be a deacon unless your wife will live right. I need some deacons and I need some men and women that will say together, we will live right, we will do right, we will uphold the standard, we will follow the guidelines. And if you're a deacon or a deacon's wife and you're not living right now, get with the program. What are you doing to us? Now stay with me. I'm almost done. There's some people here that are not abiding by these rules. The role model guidelines. They hold some volunteer positions. Very few. Handful. Could probably count them on one hand. Most of them were in that position before I got here. But every single person that I've recruited since I got here, I set up guidelines. And I followed them perfectly. Those few of you that are left, could you do me a favor? Could you step up, please? Let's not you and I fuss somewhere down the line. Because we're going to eventually. Because I'll not have a double standard for long. 2.5 years is a long time to be patient and love people. And to teach and to train and invest. Why don't you decide, I think I need to step up. Because I am in a position of a role model, but I'm not following the guidelines that 95% of the rest of the role models in the church are following. I should be able to point to any one of you who has any position in the church and say to those under you, be like them. Why? Well, we're role models. It's very destructive to followers when they can come to me and say, I know somebody that's got a position in the church, and guess what I've seen them doing? And then what do I say? I don't like to come to you and say, you need to knock it off. And some of you know exactly what you need to change. And before you leave here with a critical spirit and go out and attack me, you come to my office and face me nose to nose. And you say, Brother Owens, there's something that I don't understand. Let's sit down. We'll get the Bible out. You can show me what you believe. I'll show you what I believe. I'll show you what the Bible says. Or would you rather not do that? The thing that will keep our church from going to the next level, I did not say this. I've been told this by more than one person that travels the country. They said, Brother Owens, probably right now the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church in Martinsburg, West Virginia, may be the fastest growing fundamental Baptist church in the nation. We've gone from a little over 200 to almost, we had 830 people in church today. We've done it in 2.5 years. And so you know, it was not phony growth. It was not a fake front. I mean, look, we probably have nearly 600 people here tonight. Night church shows you a strength. Folks, we will not get to the next level unless you take this seriously. I need role models. It's not all about you. It's all about the cause of Christ. It's time for some of you to give up some of your petty ways of living so you can become a role model. See, our world is full of bad role models. If you don't give a follower a good role model, they'll gravitate toward bad ones. People are hero worshipers. Everybody's looking for a role model. That's why teens hang posters of freaks on their walls. Why? They're starved for role models. That's why young people will color their hair diverse colors, spike it, rake it, do everything under the sun. Why? Because somebody on the television who set themselves up as a role model caught the eye of a young person and they're just looking for something to follow. Hey, men of the church, let's give our young men something to follow. Let's give them role models. That's why young men will go out and get an ear pierced because they watch Michael Jordan do it. I really believe he's probably one of the biggest influences for our young men getting ears pierced. That's for ladies. Rock and rollers are bad role models. Professional athletes, most of them have become bad role models. I think back to Tom Landry, who used to coach the Dallas Cowboys. What a godly Christian man. Few and far between like that anymore. Movie stars are bad role models. The WWF are a bunch of freaks. They're not good role models. The Rock is a rock hit. He shouldn't run around naked in front of people. Country Western singers are bad role models. Most of your politicians are bad role models. I'm disappointed in some of our presidents of the past that told the whole nation that the biggest position of leadership that we see in America, it's okay to sleep around on your wife. That's not a good role model. Many wealthy people are bad role models. Donald Trump is not a good role model. Help. I need good role models. Help. Help. I need good role models. What's your hang up? Why won't you take another step to become a good role model? What is it that you're going to cling to rather than becoming a role model? What is it that you'll hold on to that'll keep you from working on a bus route and helping people? What is it that you'll hang on to that's going to keep you from being a Sunday school teacher or an assistant teacher or a choir member or singing or being an usher? Help! Help! I am waiting on you. Because I'll guarantee you, you can ask this staff the very moment a lady steps over, I put her in a position of leadership immediately. The very minute a man steps over, I say, let's find a spot for him. I've been waiting for another role model. I scoop him up as fast as I can find him. I'm always on the edge just waiting for somebody to come over. Help. Help. There are a lot of people out there that need some role models. If we're going to put somebody as a role model in the church, they're going to have to qualify. It's not your talent. It's your commitment to God. No reserve. Whatever He wants, that makes for a good role model. If you're here tonight and you're not born again, you need to be a good role model. There's probably somebody sitting near you that's not saved. We're going to have an invitation in a second. What we'll do in a moment, we'll bow our heads, close our eyes. The instrumentalists will begin to play. We'll all stand. The men on this platform will go down and stand in the front. And as they stand in the front, if you're not saved, what you ought to do is leave your seat, walk toward the front, walk up one of these men and say, I want to be born again. Somebody near you is watching you. They may just follow you and get saved too. Because everybody is somebody's role model. What kind of a role model are you? None of us are perfect role models. But we're all role models. Help. I need role models. To those of you who have said, Brother Owens, I'm willing. I'll do those things. They're decent things. There's nothing wrong with those things I listed. They're good things. They're wholesome things. You say, well, they're too wholesome for me. But they're not too wholesome for me. And they're not too wholesome for the church. And they're not too wholesome for God, so we'll abide by them.
Amen. Amen.
Help. I need role models. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.